Java Blend is a production of Iowa Public Radio. From the Java House in downtown Iowa City, this is a fresh brewed edition of Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer. You've just walked into the coolest and the coziest coffee house show on the prairie. Every week we feature homegrown and nationally known artists. Our guests today are becoming fast favorites of the blossoming Des Moines music scene, where they've secured a slew of impressive shows and opening slots. Their latest EP is called Two. Please welcome The Fuss. Stage today, The Fuss from Des Moines on our stage at the Java House in downtown Iowa City. I'm Ben Kiefer with the four members of The Fuss on our Fuss. They're The Fuss. Joey Lyons, Ben Waldschmidt, Matt Nelson, and Nick Lukes? Lux.
Got it.
Lukes! Like cool hand Lukes. You're too young to know that film. Check it out on Netflix. Welcome to you, The Fuss.
Thank you. Appreciate
and Joey there with the lead, the vocals there, lead vocals, and you've got three guitars fronting this band here. Thank you for coming
over
to Iowa City to be with us. Yeah. That opening piece, Tracks, and tell us about the music we're going to hear from you this hour.
Matt. Does
our bassist want to take over the honors there?
Yeah, all original tunes straight out of Des Moines, Iowa.
Okay. Iowa themes, Des Moines themes, human themes.
Varied themes, a lot of stuff about emotions and love and all the good stuff that everyone wants to talk about and think about. And
sing about when you're indie rock band like you do.
Maybe some stuff that, you know, makes people think a little bit, but, you know, some stuff to make you feel good, some stuff to make you a little sad, some stuff in between, a little bit of everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
So hear a little bit more music, and I want to ask you how you got together. You're fairly new. How long have you been together?
Gosh, we just got Ben and Nick within the past
3 to 6 months.
2, 3, 4 months.
Okay.
And me and Matt have been together about a year and a half, so relatively new.
The Fuss on Our Stage, I heard about you guys from the Iowa Music Project. So glad I did, and the audience is very happy here at the Java House and also listening on Iowa Public Radio. Let's go back to the Fuss on Iowa Public Radio Studio
the
1.
The Fuss. All right.
Did I say the Fuss again?
The Fuss will be what you want us to be today. All right, this next song we're going to play for you is called Boy. It is from our upcoming full-length album, so we've got that to look forward to this year. And, we hope you like it. Fantastic audience. This is great. Usually everyone's drinking beer and not coffee, so they're not quite as focused as they are today. So this is a very, very welcome. So we like this a lot. This is nice. Thank you. Appreciate it. So this next song we're going to play for you is a brand new one. I think we've played it once or twice before. And hopefully it goes well. It's called Don't Let Him Fall. Going to play some more songs for you. This one is from our first release. It's called One. The song is called Ghost. Hope you like it.
Love me good and funny, meet up, babe. I was sleeping.
Thank you. Thank you. Super happy to be here. Appreciate it.
Much love. Artists like Neil Young, The Band, Emmylou Harris, Iris DeMent, and Bob Dylan have always been important to the sound of IPR Studio One. Rust on the Dial is a new two-hour Americana show spotlighting music influenced by blues, folk, bluegrass, and country. Hear Rust on the Dial on IPR's new 24-hour web stream, weekdays at 5 a.m. and 4 p.m. Tune in at iowapublicradio.org or through IPR's free smartphone app.
It's Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer with The Fuss on our stage at the Java House in downtown Iowa City. This is a project started fairly recently by guitarist, songwriter, and singer Joey Lyons, a native of Des Moines. Native, I got that right, didn't
Des Moines
I?
Native, yes, sir.
Yes,
yes sir.
All right.
That's correct.
Ben Waldschmidt along with him, and Matt Nelson, Nick Lukes back there in the corner on the drums, enjoying their favorite caffeinated beverages, as we all are here at the Java House, and some great original indie rock, I guess. Is that the best category you slip into?
Oh,
we
gosh.
We hate using it, but it probably is the best one to roll with.
Supply
it's
a different...
It's all right. It works. Yeah. It's fine. Well, we have no better title.
Little Village called us...
Yeah, Little Village just wrote
trippy,
like a little...
Trippy psych pop.
Trippy psych pop?
We
trippy
like that.
Psych pop.
Yeah.
I like that.
I don't know if it's accurate. We like it.
Yeah, it's actually, too... You know, I had a little... of what I thought was a hallucination when I watched one of your videos, becoming the worm.
Uh-huh.
It is the video, as far as I can tell, the only video that exclusively features as stars a pile of earthworms.
Yeah, that is
right?
The sole.
Do you know
of
any
of
other
actors.
Music video that has no?
I mean, I searched around before I made that video or before we put that video together for a video that was solely composed of worms, but I was not able to find one, so I had to make one.
Okay. No living creatures were hurt in the production of that film, were they?
No. No. We saved all the worms.
Went fishing?
They're in a better place.
We went fishing.
Are you going to play that one this hour, Becoming the Worm?
We'll think about it. We'll give some consideration. It's on the not so short list.
Tell us a little bit about the sound you're going for, the influences, how you arrived at what you're doing, which we're loving this hour, Joey.
Influences.
What did you have in mind?
What did we listen to on the way here from Des Moines? Just a huge, varied.
You control the iPod, dude.
Yeah, I did. What did we listen to? I think we listened to some Nina Simone. We listened to a little Harry Belafonte. We listened to some Chance the Rapper. We listened to some Biggie Smalls. What else did we listen to? Bread. Listen to some Bread.
Wow, that's going back to the 70s.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. What else did we listen to? Electric Prunes. Some very interesting stuff.
You're all over the place.
Yeah, it's all
good.
Synced on my phone.
All right. What do you got next for us?
Let's see what we got next. We're going to do another new song. It's called $6 Million Man.
Okay.
I just wrote it like last week, so.
The Fuss on Iowa Public Radio Studio One.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Ben. Appreciate it. Happy to be here. Thank you. So this next one we're going to do is also off our upcoming album, which will be out sometime in the next 10 years, I'm sure. So you've got that to look forward to. It's called Stuck on the Phone. We hope you like it. Thank you. Thanks. I'm having a little drink of coffee. Next song we're going to play for you is currently untitled, but we've been calling it Ben's Song in honor of our friend and partner, Ben.
Yep.
Thank you. Super happy to be here. This is our second time being in Iowa City in a week.
6 days.
And we had never been here before that as a band, so lots of Iowa City, and it's nice. Yeah. We like you guys a lot.
I'm digging it.
Thank you. I'm super happy to be here. Like, legitimately love it. All right. So if you guys don't mind, I'm just gonna, you know, do like a little solo jam for you real quick, just on the guitar, me and the guitar and my voice. That's okay.
The Jazz Department is back, overnight Saturdays beginning at midnight on IPR's Studio One. Hear artists like Scott Hamilton, Clark Terry, the Modern Jazz Quartet, and Arlene McDaniel. Hear an additional 5 hours of jazz Sundays on IPR's Studio One web stream. Hear the Jazz Department beginning at 7 a.m. Sunday at iowapublicradio.org or through IPR's free smartphone app. Jazz is back. Go to iowapublicradio.org for details.
It's Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer. Today with us, The Fuss from Des Moines. They've traveled to Iowa City to be on our stage at the Java House in downtown Iowa City. Java Blend, where we feature fresh brewed performances by homegrown and nationally known artists. Have been doing that since 2001. Find out more about our upcoming events. Also, our podcast. You can listen to this entire performance by going to iowapublicradio.org, finding Java Blend under the Studio One section, and then downloading it to your favorite device and listening to it again and again and again without it even wearing out. Amazing in this digital world. I want to ask, since we established earlier that
I said indie rock. That was kind of discarded. And then you liked psychedelic pop, so...
That's them.
No, I'm not taking that.
No.
Oh, cool. Anyway, we're going to put it to the test because in the meantime, while you were playing, I looked up psychedelic pop on Wikipedia. So let's, in this era of fake news and alternative facts, we're going to put you to the test. Psychedelic pop, straight from Wikipedia, is pop music, a subgenre in which musical characteristics associated with psychedelic music are applied to pop songs. So far, so good, right? This includes trippy effects, such as fuzz guitars. Yes! Tape manipulation. Got any of that for me?
Tape?
No. Manipulation.
Let's,
Okay.
Did you hear that?
We're moving on. Sitars.
Okay. Ben, did you bring your sitar today?
Forgot that one back in Des Moines.
Whoops.
Here's one to do. Backwards recording.
Well, actually, there's a couple backwards
Are
tracks.
Are there? Okay, record, yeah. Okay. And Beach Boys style harmonies. Go for it.
If only they could sing.
Blended with pop, they create melodic songs with tight song structures. It reached its peak during the late 1960s and declined rapidly in the early 1970s. Oh, wait, there's another entry. And it experienced a rapid resurgence in 2017 with the fuzz.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, snap.
I don't know. How many checks did you get in the box? Are you psychedelic pop?
Gosh, no, I don't think... Okay. Like I said, I'm not taking that tag, but I think we still managed to get like two, so maybe, I don't know, 20, 30, 40% psych pop?
We appreciate all of the attempts to put us in a box, I guess, so we can make it easier to describe how we sound, I guess.
Let's just listen.
Keep sending them at us.
Okay, we've got time for a few more tunes here with the fuss before we... say goodbye, and let's go back to music from The Fuss. What do you for us next?
We got a super, super new song, and hopefully everyone does a great job of playing Take Me Home, which we have never played before and learned yesterday. Yeah. So it should be very interesting. Thanks for sticking with us. Really happy to have you here and really happy to be here. We're gonna play some trippy psych pop for you now.
I'll just wait in the car. There is between, reserved and extroverted. I perverted all the dreams of normalcy that I once had, put in a DVD by somebody more creative than me. Oh gee, that looks easy, I could do that. I should reflect on how I get upset when I have made a mess of trying to impress strangers.
The first time anyone has ever heard that song besides us, so cool. All right, so
make sure you check out our guest today, The Fuss. How do we find out more about you on the web? People are all revved up about your music.
Yeah, if you want to go to Facebook and just type in The Fuss, there's going to be a picture of our faces. Actually, I think it's just a picture of Ben's face. With the words beauty, poise, and grace pasted right over the top. So, yeah.
Is there a good origin story for the band name, The Fuss?
It's kind of a long one, condense it down to just, music is like it's a hard industry, obviously, to make it in. And we just believe in the idea of kind of like making a fuss out of yourself. You got to kind of talk yourself up. You kind of got to be Kanye on yourself. You got to believe that you're a boss. And if you don't, you're not gonna get anywhere. So you kind of just have to build yourself up into an almost unrealistic character of yourself, but in a good way. So it's about believing in yourself, making a fuss out of yourself.
Okay, that seems to be the overall trend these days, actually.
There you go.
Okay.
But in a good way with us, not like a grandiose self-delusion way. You know
okay,
what I, mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
He knows what I mean.
What is your forecast for The Fuss? You're a young band. You just started a few months ago. Forecast it into the future. Where do you want to be?
Touring. That's where I want to be. Yeah. We're all, we're all young urban professionals. All of us, are in big, fancy, big boy jobs, and we don't want to be. We want to be playing music for people around the state and around the Midwest and hopefully around the country someday, and we'll... we'll Kanye it until it happens.
Okay. We keep mentioning this album that we don't know when we're going to release. It's ready to go.
Someday.
We just hopefully soon get that out there, get on the road and support it. And
excellent.
I don't know, keep branching out to new cities.
Matt Nelson, Nick Lukes, Ben Waldschmidt, and Joey Lyons, The Fuss. Do check them out on the web. The Fuss, F-U-S-S. Jim Davies, I want to thank our on-site sound engineer, Phil Moss, our technical producer, Mitch McAndrew, production assistants and editing. I'm Ben Kiefer. Thanks for listening to this edition of Java Blend. The Fuss, thanks for coming to our stage in Iowa City. Let's give them another round of applause.
Thank you, everybody. We're so happy to be here. Appreciate it. Thank you, Ben. Thank you. Thanks a lot. We hope to join you again sometime soon. So, take care. Until next time.
And she's standing naked in front of me, and I feel so sick. Maybe if I close my eyes and pretend that she's the girl that I love, it'll be over quick. And she's standing naked in front of me, and I feel so sick. Maybe if I close my eyes and pretend that she's the girl that I love, it'll be over quick. And it's not fair for anyone that comes after me. Right, right. And I don't think I'll make it out alive.
Sorry for cussing, Ben.